Our High Calling. How Satan's Power is Broken. March 24th. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. The repentance of one soul sends inexpressible joy through all the host of heaven. Melody is called forth from every harp and every voice in glorious anthems, because another name is registered in the book of life. Another light is kindled to shine amid the moral darkness of this corrupt world. The very same event spreads consternation among the fallen angels and humiliates the great leader in the rebellion against God's holy law. The Prince of Darkness, seeing a soul whom he has counted his own escaping from under his control, as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and making Christ his refuge, works with hellish intensity to again entrap the one escaped. We must dwell more on the results of genuine conversion. Not only is the sinner forgiven when he repents and confesses his iniquity, he becomes a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ to an immortal inheritance. The power of Satan is broken. Man is brought into sacred unity with Christ. There is not a soul won to Christ without defeat to the tempter and bruising of the head of the serpent. This will arouse the malice of the adversary to greater activity. Alarmed because he is losing his prey, Satan will first seek to deceive, next to oppress and persecute. Evil men, rebuked by the precept and example of those who come to the light of Bible truth, will become agents of the great adversary of souls, and will leave no means untried to draw them away from their allegiance to God and induce them to leave the narrow path of holiness. But none need to be alarmed and afraid. God's word is pledged that if they are true to principle, if they believe and obey all God's requirements, they are members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. They are certain to have enlisted in their behalf the agencies of heaven and to come off victorious through the merits of Christ, more than conquerors through Him that loved them.